Hey, we're coming up to 7:42 in our Newsmaker segment. Pat Kelly has a very interesting guest, and he's a New Hampshire native. Good morning, Pat.
Thank you, Mike. Ahead of a great musical presentation this Sunday at the Farm Stand in Tamworth. Joining us here this morning, actually, before I even introduce you, do you ever get tired of hearing yourself introduced as Academy Award winner Ernest Thompson?
Surprisingly enough, no.
Yeah.
Why would I?
Yeah, right. I mean, there's something that I could never say. I mean, I could, but it would be a complete lie. But joining us here this morning, Academy Award winner Ernest Thompson, of course, close to our hearts here in New Hampshire because of On Golden Pond, but you've written many other plays and novels and long form, but you've also spent some time with the short form. Writing songs.
Yeah, very short.
Is there a tactical difference in how you approach writing a song as opposed to writing something like a play or a novel?
For some reason, I started writing songs when I was about 11.
Oh, that's great.
And I just realized that I had a gift for rhyming. Mm-hmm. And that's the basis of songwriting. So I didn't know that I was writing songs, and I didn't know one could. It quickly pointed out to me as a young guy that I couldn't sing. So that okay. In some ways that can be a detriment, but it never stopped me. So when I was in, I think, sixth grade, I wrote a lyric that goes, "They call me the devil because I'm dressed in black. They call me the devil because I got the knack of the Beelzebub, of the Beelzebub, of the Beelzebub." I did not know that's not how you pronounce Beelzebub.
Right, right.
I like the rhythm of it.
Right.
And that's been it. So,
And it came at you, said, "Oh, what's this word? Yeah, I've got to put it in a lyric."
Exactly. Right. So who was I? But I have always been fascinated by the structure of songs. So mm-hmm. I kind of go back to a time that precedes, forget about rap, it really precedes rock and roll, to the well-made song in the spirit of the Brill Building and Tin Pan mm-hmm. Alley, mm-hmm. where rhymes are very, very specific. The meter is very, very true.
Sure. It's how people recognize songs. It's how people sing along with songs.
Right.
I mean, once they get it, then they can sing right along with it.
As I mentioned, I don't sing, but I write lyrics, mm-hmm. and I've written a couple hundred of them, and I've gotten to work with some extraordinary legends in our business. But when I give a lyric to a composer, and I've worked with probably 25 different composers, 99% of the time, whoever that is can see the music in the words. Because
right.
the rhythm is so specific, the rhymes are so true, and the meter is so tight
yep.
that it just seems to jump off the page. Very rarely will someone write a song and I'll say, no, that's not what I'm hearing. And then it's a real test of our trust and friendship. I will sing the song to the person.
Just to give you an idea of what I was thinking in my head.
Yeah. And remarkably enough.
Nobody's ever walked away?
No, including my dear wife, whom I proposed marriage to in song, because that's how I think. But for a while I was very shy about that, partly because when I was in eighth grade, I had a teacher say, please don't sing. But now I'm not. I just put it out there.
That's great.
And if people can hear it, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
People who weren't great singers, who've had great careers, you know, Dylan is not exactly...
But he had the knack. He had the thing. Yeah.
One of my favorites was Leonard Cohen, who died a couple years ago.
And again, who was never... He never considered his singing talent to be his talent.
No. To tell you the breadth and width of his talent, I could sing along with him.
Well, so,
as opposed to, say, I don't know, Paul Simon or someone who actually can sing, it's just magical to me.
Yeah.
And so you asked me about that form versus a play, a screenplay, or a novel.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it can only be 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
Maybe 7 minutes.
And you don't have to pump a whole bunch of ideas into one song. You can basically take an idea and expand on it.
Yeah. It's really the essence of it. I'm hoping that you'll be able to play a little clip from this song that we're going to debut at my gig on Sunday night at the Farm Stand in Tamworth. It's called Believe in Love. And I started writing it when the pandemic started in the beginning, in March, April of 2020. And everything seemed so bleak.
It really did at the time, I remember.
And then, so I thought I was writing a song about the pandemic and how one day, it's called Believe in Love, but the opening line is, there's a sunrise in the distance, it's hard to see it now. It seemed as though our only hope was in love. what was going to be the unifying force for all people, and all not just in America, but all over the world. So I wrote the song, and then along came the Black Lives Movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, wait a minute. Maybe that's what this song is about. Maybe we all need to believe in love in terms of how we treat one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then that led
And there were clouds, and you had to kind of look through
right.
them to see the future.
Correct. And so what I decided finally, what I was writing was a timeless song
mm-hmm.
about that very concept. I grew up, as you may know other people who did, in the 60s. So,
yeah.
It was a time of peace and love. And
mm-hmm.
that seemed, I'm sure, absurd to our parents and others, but, it was kind of a good idea.
It was. Well, I was a child of the 70s and we tried to carry that on.
Yeah. Thank
despite
you
the clothing.
Thank you for picking it up. So it's not as if I'm, you know, some, flower child, way past my prime. I still think that's what it is. That's the basis of all religion. It's the basis of all kindness and teaching
mm-hmm.
is to believe in love. So that's where that song came from. And I think it's a pretty cool song, but I also think it's going to have a message for lots and lots of people.
Well, you know what? Let's hear a little bit of Believe in Love.
Believe in a higher power. Believe in laughter and in hope. Allow a cleansing sun shower.
Darkish times and darkish subjects, and yet it's kind of simple, isn't it? What we really need to come back to.
Yeah, it is. It's very basic. So much of what I write is love songs
and
love stories.
Yeah.
On Golden Pond, what is Golden Pond? It's a love story.
Of course it is.
In fact, I have a certificate at my home that says from AFI, American Film Institute, saying that On Golden Pond was one of the 100 greatest love stories of all time. So I framed that. But
as well you should. As well you
but,
should.
But I think that's really what many people, if not all people, aspire to, is to have that abiding love where not only you feel free to love someone, but you accept love in return.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of what I write is based on that, whether it's a screenplay or a play or a song.
Well, you know, it's been said that you really get back what you give out, and that's kind of the essence of the love thing.
Mm-hmm. It kind of is. So at this gig I'm doing at the Farm Stand, have you ever been to the Farm Stand?
I have never been to the Farm Stand.
Man.
Tell me about the Farm Stand in Tamworth.
You've got to come to the Farm Stand. It's part of a bed and breakfast, and it's
okay.
in a barn.
Mm-hmm.
And it seats, I don't know, 85 people or something like that. And the guy who runs it, Kimball Packard, gets huge talent. He had Richard Thompson playing there.
Yes, oh my gosh.
A few months ago.
I remember that.
Poussette Dart Band, you know.
Grew up with them.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, and I feel proud to be part of that legacy.
So tell me about if we're playing songs and you can't sing, tell me about the musicians you're working with.
Well, only the best.
Yes, of course.
Ray Porcell, whom you probably know.
Absolutely, and you guys have worked together for years.
We have probably written 30 or 40 songs together, a couple of albums, which, you know, people, if they want to, can go to iTunes and buy.
Yeah.
But we'll be playing, they'll be playing a bunch of those. I will not be playing. But Ray has as his sideman this extraordinary bass player named Al Hospers
yeah.
out of North Conway, who
mm-hmm.
the best. He's played with every act you can name. And this local guy named Jared Taylor,
mm-hmm.
Who teaches right over here at Greenlaw's.
Yeah.
But he also is an amazing guitar player. There's nothing those guys can't do. So I think we'll probably play a dozen songs.
Mm-hmm.
But again, so many of them are love songs. They're either love gone wrong or please love me songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's really what people love.
Well, we're calling this gig Natural Born Storyteller, which I guess in your essence, as opposed to script writer, songwriter, you're a storyteller.
I am, but here's my contention, Pat, that everybody is. You're a storyteller when you get pulled over by the statey.
Absolutely, and as far as I'm concerned, it was only two. Yes.
That is correct. We all tell stories all the time. Sometimes they're even legitimate and profound mm-hmm. and meaningful.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, you can go check out Ernest Thompson and Ray Porcell and the other musicians at the Farm Stand in Tamworth. Check it out. Go online. Get tickets if they're still available this Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and you can go early and go at 4 o'clock, and I think there's food available, and you can stroll the grounds. They have a beautiful farm.
Academy Award winner Ernest Thompson. I love chatting with you. I really do. I thank
you so
much.
My pleasure, Pat. You're the greatest.
All right, you let me know when something else is happening.
I will. We'll
especially
chat.
The news that somebody's going to hear on Sunday.
You got it, brother.
All right, thank you, Ernest.
Thank you.
And we're going to continue talking off air. You can hear the entire interview at thepulseofnh.com. From your friends here at the Morning Information Center.
Well done. Interesting interview. Thank you, Ernest. Thank you, Pat. 753 on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Don't forget you can take the Pulse of NH on the go with you. It's the Pulse of NH mobile app available in your Apple App Store, Google Play Store. It's all powered by Jaguar of Bedford. 753 now.